Good morning, church. I'm not going to be singing, but that's only because I'm more comfortable rapping. That's courtesy of Larry Hughes. This is what we call a Deacon 5, where you get to hear a message from one of your deacons. And it's 5 because it's not to exceed 5 minutes. Today, I'm talking about the food pantry. Does anyone know when the food pantry started? Just shout it out. When? 1970, okay. Because I talked with Deb about this and we didn't know. So, 1970. The two things that I hope to accomplish. One is to inform you or remind you of the existence of the food pantry. And second is to update you on the current needs of the pantry. So to address the first, again, just say it if you know it, but when is the food pantry open? Wednesdays. Which Wednesdays? Okay, lunch and Bible study from 12:30 to 1:15 on the first and third Wednesdays. Food distribution is from 1:30 to 2:30 on those Wednesdays. When else is it open? Saturday. That's right, Saturday morning. The fourth Saturday morning of the month, 11 to noon. And there's one other time. Wednesday evening. Now, some of these people answering are participants. The second Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. This information is important for two reasons, at least two reasons. First, because when we encounter our church neighbors who may benefit from help with food, you'll have good information to pass on. And second, you need to know when we're open so that you can identify when you and your family can volunteer to help our wider church family. And do remember that the food pantry is a tool that's used in our own discipleship of the risen Christ. As for the second goal of this Deacon 5, Deb Eisenbrown is our faithful food pantry team leader. And she's currently looking for a co-team leader. Looking ahead, this is a good time for Deb not to be so closely tethered to the pantry leadership post. She still very much wants to be involved. It's just that Deb has an interest now in helping Dave discover how enjoyable his retirement might be. So please do consider whether this is a role that you can step into. You can talk to any one of us deacons, myself, McKinley, or Phyllis, although Deb is probably the best source of information just about the nature of that work. The pantry does have an ongoing need for volunteers to staff the hours that they're open, and that's volunteers of all ages. Please involve your kids. They're not too young. I mean, some of them are too young, but lastly, it would be inaccurate to say that as we go forward, we plan to continue operating the pantry in just the same way that we have in the past. That said, there are no impending changes. But the work of the Seeking Shalom School of Discipleship class is a great example of how we want to understand better the root causes of poverty. We want to understand how best the pantry serves our neighbors. And as an example, the following is an email sent by Deb to Chris Jameson and Alice Kim, who are pantry volunteers. She says, "Hi, Chris and Alice. Thank you for volunteering for the pantry this Saturday. Our hours are 11 to noon. Val and I stayed and stocked, and of course you can always look for more tomatoes in all those boxes. Please stock before you leave if you get a chance. You will see that we asked each household today if they were on Social Security disability or on Social Security. 19 of our 29 guests were on one or the other. As Jane was explaining these numbers to me, we asked a guest who was on disability what would happen if he didn't have the pantry in addition to his $100 in food stamps, and he said he'd be hungry. The Shalom class talks about not doing for someone what they can do for themselves, and I'm interested in documenting how we might be doing that. If you are comfortable with the question, we'd like to document this also. Just follow what Jane did today. Please let me know if you have any questions. Blessings, Deb. We want to understand more fully that we worship a God who is to the nth degree concerned with his people day to day, walking in ways of both justice and righteousness. We want to serve our King in the ways that bring him the most glory. It is not abundantly clear to us how this plays out amidst the work of the food pantry. May we pray and not lose heart for him to show us the way. Lord, keep you all.